Wolverine Reynolds, this is Mark. Can I help you?
And Marcus Tonian.
Just a moment.
Kubota RTVs have been the best-selling diesel utility vehicles in North America for the past 10 years, and now they're even better. Introducing the new X-Series RTVs from Kubota. They're redesigned, rugged, and ready, with inspired styling and ergonomics, smooth-riding extra-duty independent rear suspension, hydrostatic transmissions, Kubota diesel engines, and more. Whether you've got work to do or want to enjoy time off, Kubota has an RTV for you.
In 1986, great
parts, Tony.
Hey, Tony, it's Patrick with Cardiff. How you doing today?
Pretty good, man.
Good,
good. Couple questions.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, I got, I'm doing Boss Plow sales right now, and I got a customer interested.
Yeah.
He wants to put together, would he do that under a commercial credit app?
Yeah, you said it was just a plow he was looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, and is he a business owner, or is it just a customer you guys have?
I believe he's just a customer.
Yeah, we only do B2B lending. We don't do any B2C, so.
Okay, and you don't have a customer credit app for like the $50,000 limit?
No, it's we strictly only lend to business owners. So, I mean, if he has a business, then, you know, we definitely can do that. But to just a customer, no, unfortunately.
Okay. If he does have business, what kind of terms does he get?
It just really depends. You know, we have a few different programs over here. You know, typically with the equipment, though, it's like a, you know, typical car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, monthly payments.
What's your interest look like right now?
I do, like I said, too, it really depends on, you know, the health of the business, a lot of different factors, you know, time in business, credit, whatnot. But typically with the equipment, you know, rates for our, you know, best programs are lower single digits.
Lower single. Okay, so like probably between like 3 and 7.
Yeah, you know, but it really varies, you know. I off of all hypotheticals here, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm just trying to get like a tier structure going.
No, yeah, I gotcha too. But yeah, definitely, with that, and then, you know, all sorts of different cases, so it really ranges on that percentage.
Okay, what do you need from the customer if he's got business?
If he does, so all we're going to need is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, 6 months prior to whenever it is they want to fill out the application. Right now it would be April to September. And then also along with that, we will need a copy of their most recent tax return. And also, if you want to add on that too, if they don't have a tax return done for this year, I think just about everybody should, though, because the deadline for extensions and everything just came up as well. But we can work with extensions if they have a filed for extension, as long as they, you know, want to shoot over just a cover letter of the extension, then definitely can work with that.
Okay.
And then, yeah, just obviously the application too. Another key piece of information for those applications, though, is the ownership breakdown. If they're not like the 100% owner, then we'll need information from the part owners as well, like, you know, signatures, personal information, whatnot. So.
Ownership info. Okay, so basically how they're incorporated.
Yeah, exactly. So we can, you know, get the 100% ownership signatures. And it's not going to go on personal, you know, credit. They're not personal. They're not going to come out under personal loans. It's still going to be all through the business. We just need the, basically, authorization from the business owners, because the business can't sign for itself, per se.
Okay, so you just need the principles of the business to sign.
Yeah. But, other than that, I think that's about it. Do you guys have any other questions?
No, that should cover it. I was interested in, you know, the terms.
So. Yeah, for sure. I probably should have, you know, went over that with you guys a little more in detail when we first, you know, did all that. I know I was in contact with Joe, though, but.
Mm-hmm.
How's everything been going for you guys, though? Have you guys been having some success with those, or just kind of now, or?
Yeah, honestly, I haven't put one together, and now is the time, so I had to get the information.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask next, too. Are you guys, you know, picking up a lot of business with, you know, the cold weather starting to come up?
Through doing credit now.
No. I mean, just in general, though, is it starting to pick up for your busy time?
Mm, It's kind of a lull right now, kind of in between.
Oh, really? Until, it really starts dumping snow and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, you just got out of grass cutting, transition to snow.
So, oh, okay, right.
Got those couple months, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. How's the weather out there in Ann Arbor, too?
Oh, rainy.
Oh, is it really? Yeah. Have you guys had any snow yet? I know it's snowing out here in the Pacific Northwest.
No, none. Where are you at?
We're actually down in San Diego, but that's where I'm from, so.
Okay. Not getting snow down there, are you?
I think they might have maybe, like, I mean, I know inland it does up in the mountains, about, like, 45 minutes out of, the city, but. Yeah, definitely not down there right by the water, so. You guys, do you guys name it Wolverine? Do you guys have anything, like, any affiliations with UM, or?
No, just the same town.
Just kind of the same name?
Yeah, same area.
Right. Are you guys pretty close to the school and whatnot?
Yeah, we're about 2 miles from a big house.
So. Oh, wow. Do you guys go to a lot of games? They're pretty good this year.
Yeah, we hit up the games. We have, the F-18 Raptors, doing flybys over us, before they hit.
Oh, really?
Way back. Yeah, so, I mean, we're real, real close.
Oh, that's awesome. We're right by a naval base up here, too. So we get
flyovers.
Yeah, they just had a big air show like a month ago too. It was super loud. I thought we were gonna get bombed a few times.
Yeah.
Do you have you been out to any Wolverine games this year? Have you seen them this season?
No, not this year.
How about that Harbaugh though?
Honestly, man, I know I live in the same town, but I don't even pay attention to it.
I got you. They're like undefeated. I think they've been blowing everybody out, like 78-0, even one game. They're
Jesus.
Yeah, really good this year. But I know Ohio State's undefeated too. So it's gonna be a big showdown for you guys out there this year in the.
I love having the in-town games because, the business just dries right up. And then
I was just going to ask that, too. You guys probably get, because that's, pretty much the only, big sports or sports, like, team program in Ann Arbor, right? You guys just have the school?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no, do you guys have any, like, minor league teams or, anything like that? Hockey, maybe?
Michigan's got hockey, but.
Nothing outside of the school?
No, nothing local.
Right, and then it's just like Detroit, right? You guys probably got like the Pistons, Lions, whatnot.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool. All right, Tony. Well, I'll let you get back to work. I mean, if you have any questions on those apps or any customers, even if you want to just shoot them my info, shoot them my number. They're all on the application too. So if they want to just shoot me an email or give me a call, I can kind of iron out all those questions with them too.
Okay, do I need to fill out this app with them, or can they go
ahead? No. Yep. Yeah, you guys won't have anything to do with that unless you guys wanted to bring anything on through Wolverine.
Okay.
But, yeah, it would just be through the business that, is looking to bring on a loan.
Okay, so just hand it out, let them fill it out, fax it to you, and...
Yeah. I just maybe, right on the, corner, if you guys are going to print some out, maybe just... I don't know. We probably should have, put something on our end of those apps that you need to be a business owner for, vendor situations like this.
Okay. Yeah, I'll throw B2B on the top.
Yeah, because I'm sure you guys are going to get a lot of people that are, just customers wanting to bring some stuff on.
Exactly.
But, yeah. All right, and do you guys need, any more copies? You want me to shoot over another email, excuse me, anything like that?
No, I just burn up about 30 pages, so I'm good.
Awesome. All right, then, Tony, I guess I'll keep in touch with you guys. If I don't hear anything, I'll give you a call in a few weeks, see how everything's going. We can kind of, get this going.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
All right, man. Yeah, you too. Take it easy.